It took the Caliph's mission nearly a year, from June 21st, 921, to May 12th, 922, to reach its destination, the land of the Volga Bulgars. The direct route from Baghdad to the Volga leads across the Caucasus and Khazaria. To avoid the latter, they had to make the enormous detour round the eastern shore of the Khazar Sea, the Caspian. Even so, they were constantly reminded of the proximity of the Khazars and its potential dangers. A characteristic episode took place during their sojourn with the Guz army chief, the one with the disreputable underwear. They were at first well-received and given a banquet, but later, the Guz leaders had second thoughts because of their relations with the Khazars. The chief assembled the leaders to decide what to do. Quote, "The most distinguished and influential among them was the Tarkhan. He was lame and blind and had a maimed hand. The chief said to them, 'These are the messengers of the king of the Arabs, and I do not feel authorized to let them proceed without consulting you.' Then the Tarkhan spoke, 'This is a matter the like of which we have never seen or heard before. Never has an ambassador of the Sultan traveled through our country since we and our ancestors have been here. Without doubt, the Sultan is deceiving us. These people he is really sending to the Khazars to stir them up against us. The best will be to cut each of these messengers into two and to confiscate all their belongings.' Another one said, 'No, we should take their belongings and let them run back naked whence they came.' Another said, 'No, the Khazar king holds hostages from us. Let us send these people to ransom them.'" End quote. They argued among themselves for 7 days, while Ibn Fadlan and his people feared the worst. In the end, the Guz let them go. We are not told why. Probably Ibn Fadlan succeeded in persuading them that his mission was in fact directed against the Khazars. The Guz had earlier on fought with the Khazars against another Turkish tribe, the Pechenegs, but more recently had shown a hostile attitude, hence the hostages the Khazars took. The Khazar menace loomed large on the horizon all along the journey. North of the Caspian, they made another huge detour before reaching the Bulgar encampment somewhere near the confluence of the Volga and the Kama. There, the king and leaders of the Bulgars were waiting for them in a state of acute anxiety. As soon as the ceremonies and festivities were over, the king sent for Ibn Fadlan to discuss business. He reminded Ibn Fadlan in forceful language, his voice sounded as if he were speaking from the bottom of a barrel, of the main purpose of the mission, to wit, the money to be paid to him, so that I shall be able to build a fortress to protect me from the Jews who subjugated me. Unfortunately, that money, a sum of 4,000 dinars, had not been handed over to the mission, owing to some complicated matter of red tape. It was to be sent later on. On learning this, the king, a personality of impressive appearance, broad and corpulent, seemed close to despair. He suspected the mission of having defrauded the money. Quote, "What would you think of a group of men who are given a sum of money destined for a people that is weak, besieged, and oppressed, yet these men defraud the money?" I replied, "This is forbidden. Those men would be evil." He asked, "Is this a matter of opinion or a matter of general consent?" I replied, "A matter of general consent." End quote. Gradually, Ibn Fadlan succeeded in convincing the king that the money was only delayed, but not to allay his anxieties. The king kept repeating that the whole point of the invitation was the building of the fortress, because he was afraid of the king of the Khazars. And apparently, he had every reason to be afraid, as Ibn Fadlan relates, quote, "The Bulgar king's son was held as a hostage by the king of the Khazars. It was reported to the king of the Khazars that the Bulgar king had a beautiful daughter. He sent a messenger to sue for her. The Bulgar king used pretexts to refuse his consent. The Khazar sent another messenger and took her by force, although he was a Jew and she a Muslim. But she died at his court. The Khazar sent another messenger and asked for the Bulgar king's other daughter. But in the very hour when the messenger reached him, the Bulgar king hurriedly married her to the prince of the Askil, who was his subject, for fear that the Khazar would take her too by force, as he had done with her sister. This alone was the reason which made the Bulgar king enter into correspondence with the caliph and ask him to have a fortress built, because he feared the king of the Khazars. End quote. It sounds like a refrain. Ibn Fadlan also specifies the annual tribute the Bulgar king had to pay to the Khazars, one sable fur from each household in his realm. Since the number of Bulgar households, that is, tents, is estimated to have been around 50,000, and since Bulgar sable fur was highly valued all over the world, the tribute was a handsome one.